It's time again for the Your Mom Has a Blog, a podcast. I'm Chad Edgington.
I'm Melissa Edgington.
It's so good to be here with you. We're chilling out on the last night of August. Looking forward to an awesome September. Are you excited?
I can barely contain myself.
I love the fall. I love football. I love pumpkin spice. I see all those memes. Don't you love them?
Yeah, but we don't love pumpkin spice, do we?
Well, I like, I do. I like, remember when we used to go to Starbucks and we used to get that pumpkin drink?
No.
I like that.
We did that.
Mm-hmm. And we liked that and the mint chocolate that they would, mint hot chocolate.
The mint hot chocolate is so good. But I don't remember, were you drinking coffee?
No, it's like a pumpkin spice drink, some sort of a fall flavor celebration of pumpkin spice. I don't know what it was called.
Hmm.
But it's been so long since I've really even... I guess they have Starbucks in Wichita Falls, but I never go to Starbucks because I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
I drink water.
Have you ever noticed that's a great disappointment to friends who drink coffee?
That you don't drink.
When they find out you don't drink it.
I know. People who find out I don't drink beer are less disappointed. I don't drink alcohol. That's cool.
That's kind of expected.
Yeah. Oh, you don't drink coffee? What's wrong with you? Really, I love coffee. I love Java. I love getting a cup of Joe. Getting some Java.
Why are you sitting with your back turned?
Because I'm working on my microphone skills. And I'm trying to speak off to the side of the microphone.
Why don't you speak to this side instead of that other side?
Because I've got it turned a certain way and I don't want it to make noise.
Oh.
Now, hold on, I'll try it. Okay. Move the mic. Here we go. Is it making noise? Can you hear it?
No.
A little bit? A little bit. If you have a Chihuahua and you live in Texas, you have to name it
Little Bit.
That's just the way it goes.
Or Precious is also
Precious,
acceptable.
Did my grandma have dogs named Little Bit and Precious?
Yeah, she had both.
she had both.
Remember, it wasn't Little Bit the one that his tongue was too big for his mouth?
Yeah, his tongue stuck out.
That dog was...
Little Bit, yeah. Like if you run through a nursing home in Texas and say, "Here, Little Bit," like all these chihuahuas will run. They'll all run out and come here, Precious. Precious. That's a good name. That'd be a good name for a kid.
I thought your grandma also had a dog that had a name like Frank or something.
I don't know. I don't remember that
one. A regular old man name.
I don't know. Maybe.
She loved her chihuahuas.
Yeah. Chihuahua dog. Okay. So this, what is this? The 11th podcast?
12.
It's 12. Number 12. So this is our 12th podcast. We've kind of done these on Wednesday nights.
Here and there.
Trying to settle into a Wednesday night routine after prayer meeting. Come home, I let you bathe and get the kids in bed. Oh, it's been a tough week. I'm going to be honest with you. I have a very sensitive nose. And our fellowship hall is being painted and worked on. And the fumes are filling the whole church and they're wafting into the office, these toxic fumes. And it makes me feel like I can't remember anything or think anything at the moment.
Yeah.
Which in some ways is kind of nice because I don't, like today, you called me and you said, or you texted me or something, hey, I guess you called me. Emerald is still sleeping. It's about 3:18, and you said, can you get the kids? I said, yeah, I can get the kids, no problem. And then...
And before we hung up, I said,
don't forget the kids at school. And then at 3:53, when... It wasn't that late. It was something around that, though. Well, the bell rings at 3:38. No, it wasn't that late. It was 3:40 No, I think it was 353. I can actually look and see.
When Sawyer's teacher texted you?
When Sawyer's teacher texted me, that was Mrs. Betts. Mrs. Betts, y'all, she texted me today, and she said, Chad? And she goes to our church, so I'm her pastor. She used to maybe have respect for me till... I'm looking at my phone now, so I'm let's see, I've only got 2% battery left. I bet that won't make it through the podcast. It may not even make it to me looking this up. So, okay. So she called me at 3:53.
Oh, man.
At 3:53, I got a phone call today, and she said, when I got to school, she explained this to me. So I made it up to school, got the kids. She said she was standing out in the line with Miss Mankins. Sawyer's teacher from last year. And Alyssa said, Melissa's never late to get the kids. And Judy looked at her and said, well, it's probably Chad's day to pick them up. Busted.
So in all fairness, you really can't blame the paint fumes, can you? Because
yeah,
apparently
happened.
You have a reputation.
But I've been trying a lot harder to not forget to pick the kids up from school when I have to. And when I got over to Adelaide's.
So
school,
it was after 4 before you
went
to Adelaide.
When I went to Adelaide school, she was like, Daddy, what is going on? I was like, I got hung up over there at the elementary school. And then Sawyer and Kaysen. And then, you know, so I forgot the Hope kids, too.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, winning with, like, that makes, like, 3 church members that probably have no faith in me anymore. So when Adelaide dropped in the car, they said, oh, Daddy forgot us. Daddy forgot us. And then the little one, Colin.
Uh-huh.
He's the kindergartner, first grader. He's a first grader this year.
First grader.
He said, it's okay. We had fun reading, you know. So at least they got their 20 minutes of reading in before I picked them up.
While they were waiting for you.
Yeah, we just sat down in the office and read.
So I recall a story that you cannot seem to let go of your mother.
Oh, yeah.
Forgetting you.
Yeah, my mom forgot me.
And so imagine the trauma to children when that happens to them multiple times over the course of a year.
Okay. But my the story of my mom forgetting me was really different. So somehow she forgot me. I'm trying to remember exactly how this worked, but maybe the school was a half-day kindergarten type preschool or a half-day preschool. And she didn't come pick me up until, like, the end of the day. So, like, maybe it got out at noon, and she picked me up at 5.
No, that's not true.
It was something like that. Back then, they didn't have phones. Yeah, and she realized it, and she ran up there, and she was all upset.
As soon as your mom hears this, she's going to be calling
you. She can comment on the actual story, but trust me, whatever she says, it won't make her look like a winner.
Well, at least she only did that once. Can't say the same for other people.
Yeah, but that's true. I just get carried away, you know? I just get lost deep in a task. And then, before... the problem is, this is what happened to my mom. When it's not your normal routine,
mm-hmm.
you just forget because you don't... You know,
yeah.
When Jan, who's our church secretary, when she has to pick the kids up, she sets an alarm. And then it goes off and she remembers.
See, that's what you need to try.
Yeah.
But back to the paint fumes, you know, bothering you.
Mm. They're bothering me right now. What were we just talking about? I can't remember. And I can't think.
Wouldn't you say, you say you have a very sensitive nose, but wouldn't you, I'm just throwing this out there. Would you classify yourself as a slightly... high maintenance person. I'm just throwing it out there.
Why is that? Because of paint fumes?
Well, you know, you have a sensitive nose.
Yeah.
You have sensitive eyes.
Mm-hmm. Sensitive ears.
Very much so.
Except I can't hear anything. But everything is too loud. But just a second ago, Melissa was chewing gum while we were getting ready. We already had our headphones on. And I had to unplug her microphone because of her rude chewing.
There are so many things that
Here's what I think.
You need in order to function well in life. Like a sleep mask.
I have to have a sleep mask. I cannot sleep at night with light in my eyes.
And you, then there was that period of 5 or more years when you slept with that pair of PJ pants wrapped around your head.
That was, yeah, before I knew they had, I didn't know sleep masks were a thing. I didn't know that they made those, so I just wrapped pants around my head and kept the light out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have some sensitivities.
Yeah, I think, you remember the story, The House of Usher?
Yeah.
Was that a Poe story?
Yeah.
Okay, so in The House of Usher, remember, he goes to the house, and the people in the house are sensitive to all these different things. They're sensitive to light and sound and everything.
Yeah.
So I have the House of Usher disease.
House of Usher syndrome.
The House of Usher syndrome is that I'm sensitive, hypersensitive in all my senses.
It must be rough.
It's true. It's like I've got dog senses. Like, hear the slightest thing. You know.
You do, unless that thing is the sound of my voice.
What did you say? Yeah, well, when you have this syndrome, you learn to tune things out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unpleasant
sounds. It's survival, really. It's a survival technique.
Yeah, or you'd go mad. It's like, you would go so mad if you were me. Because when I drink the only water...
Oh, no.
Makes me deathly ill. Seriously.
He's joking. We drink the only water all day long.
I do drink it. I do drink.
He's doing an imitation.
I'm impersonating people that don't like water. Remember when we were in Nashville and the guy came in? We were in the church office during the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Were you working there at that point, too?
Uh-huh.
So we were working there. Was that during the morning? It feels like that was like a summer morning.
I have no idea what time of day it was.
And the fella walked in, and he was going to get some groceries from the two older deacons that handed out the food. And he came into my office and said, I was thinking about you going over across the street and getting me a... Did he want a moon pie and an RC?
He wanted a cream soda, didn't he? And a moon pie.
An RC cream soda and a moon pie. No, maybe it was just an RC cola.
No, that's like a country song. That can't be it.
It was Nashville.
An RC cola.
I made an RC cola and a moon pie from that stupid little long-haired youth minister.
No. I think it was a
cream
root
soda.
Beer, like an A&W cream soda.
No, it was an RC and a moon pie.
And a moon pie.
Well, in either way, the story is, the man came in. He wanted a carbonated beverage. And I never encountered anybody talk to me that way. That, like, some person walking in and telling me to go over across the street and buy them a moon pie and a... Since then, it's happened 100 times. It doesn't bother me. But that was the first time that someone had ever...
And it didn't sit well with you.
It did not sit well with me. And I said, there's a water fountain right there. You can have a drink out of that.
No moon pie for you.
Go buy you a moon pie. What in the world? What was that all about?
He had a hankering for a moon pie.
I was just saying about if you can go over to the Circle K and get me an RC cola and a moon pie. That's what I remember. In my mind, I think that's the quote, but it's like remembering part of a country song and part of that story.
Yeah. It wasn't an RC cola, but RC is really good. You don't see that much around.
Yeah, they have it. You know what I want to try? I've quit drinking sugary sodas, but I really do want to like just at least take a little tiny drink. Of the Pepsi 1893. Have you seen that?
No, I don't like anything Pepsi. No. Pepsi's not good.
I know. I don't like Pepsi.
Unless Pepsi's listening, in which case, yeah. I love it.
We won a case of 1893. No, when I find out people drink Pepsi, I'm so disappointed.
Like
the coffee
really?
Thing? No.
Oh.
But I am surprised. But I am always genuinely.
Your sister, it's her favorite drink.
I'm always genuinely surprised. I'm like, where did you? Who drinks that?
Yeah, who says Pepsi is my favorite of all the colas?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Yeah, and maybe in other states, it's a bigger deal. Maybe. I saw recently they'd re-put out Crystal Pepsi, which was Pepsi that looked like Sprite but tastes like Pepsi.
Why?
I don't know. Well, like, because it was like harkening back to the 90s. Maybe it was a 20-year anniversary of.
Did were people excited?
Whenever it came out the first time, people were. I don't know. Maybe they are now. But I just think, how do you wind up drinking Pepsi when you live in Texas? Because if you don't like Coke, you like Dr. Pepper.
Right.
You know. But nobody I've ever known in my life, except my sister, would actually go to a cooler full of different drinks and get a Pepsi.
I know.
But then again, I went through a period about 2 years ago where for some reason, when I went into Allsup's, I wanted the Pepsi Vanilla. Remember that?
No.
I was drinking Vanilla Pepsi.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. I just would want that.
That is weird.
And so I would go into a church and find some idiot youth minister and say, hey, how about you going over there and getting me a Vanilla Pepsi?
And a moon pie?
Yeah, or something like that. And a gut grenade.
Is that what they call the burritos?
Yeah. You going to go get you a gut grenade over at Allsup's? Yeah, those are so good.
Ew.
They're good. They're actually, I think their food is good there.
I haven't eaten the fried food at Allsup's since I was a child.
Well, I've had some moments where I had to have something to eat recently. Not real recently, but in the last three years. And I've had to go in and order, like, I'll take those spicy nuggets. No, my go-to at Allsup's before the no-carb diet was always jalapeno corn dogs.
Really?
Yeah, they're good.
Those sound like gut busters,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, gut grenades.
Oh, the gut buster.
Oh, chimichanga? They have that there?
I don't
Chimichanga? they've something like that. What are the other things that are like that? There's like a burrito. There's a...
Are you talking about the Crispito, favorite?
Okay, maybe it's a Crispito. What is a Crispito? It's a chimichanga.
It's got chicken and cheese inside of it.
So, you know, that's good.
And it's deep fried.
Chicken and cheese and beans?
Did you see today? No beans. Did you see today that the State Fair of Texas, one of the top voted foods.
Fried Jell-O?
Deep fried Jell-O.
Yeah.
And did you see the picture of it?
No, I saw something. It just looked like a...
It looks nasty.
Looked like an accident. Yeah.
It's like you put the Jell-O's in the middle of this thick breading, mm-hmm. and then they fry it, and the Jell-O all melts into the breading.
Yeah, that could be good.
It looked gross. Even Emerald said it looked gross.
Yeah. I don't know. So what were we talking about?
How high your high maintenance?
Paint fumes. Can't remember. No.
So,
no, I think I am. That's what worries me about going on trips and things. Is I'm like, what? So, yeah, I'm about to go on a mission trip, and I'm thinking, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the dentist here in the next 2 weeks and get them to x-ray my mouth and make sure I'm not, like, on the verge of needing a root canal, because that happened to me last time I went on a mission trip.
Whatever is going to happen this time, you will not think of the preemptive strike before you go.
But
it'll be something different.
But I want to make sure that whatever it is, I've got plenty of painkiller. Maybe I accidentally have my toe cut off. Maybe I get a kidney stone.
Oh, that would be bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to try to head off things I know could go wrong.
Nothing will go wrong.
Eye infections.
It'll be smooth.
Yeah.
This time will be smooth.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a good trip. So...
he's going to Ecuador.
Ecuador.
In case you're curious.
Yeah, I'm going to teach church history to pastors and church leaders and their wives and anybody that wants to show up.
And it looks so beautiful where you're going.
I know. It's pretty. It's in the Andes Mountains. It looks stunningly beautiful. Yeah. I'm going to go soak it in.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Of course, when I go on trips like that, it makes me wish I'd go on trips like that all the time. But then when I'm not going on trips like that, I never want to go anywhere. It's weird.
When you're there, you're thinking, I should do this more.
Yeah, like, man, I love getting on airplanes. How come I can't just be one of these airplane guys? Because, like, you know, so when I go on the trips, I try to look like the airplane guys, which the trick, if you want to look like an airplane guy, you know what you have to do?
Wear a sports coat. Yeah.
If you wear a sports coat on a plane, people are like, oh, man, that guy probably goes on airplanes all the time. He wears a coat. So you wear, like, jeans. It's like what I had done tonight.
And then you're on the plane and you bust out your sleep mask.
Yeah, I get my sleep mask out. That really makes you look legit. I need one of those pillows that goes around your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those. I really do think I need one of those.
I think they've invented better things than that now.
Yeah, whatever they've got, I need it. Yeah. Like, whatever the most expensive thing.
High maintenance.
Yeah. Oh, did I leave my thing on the plane? That's what I'll be like. Have you seen this thing? It's a contraption that allows you to sleep sitting up. I've always been amazed some animals can sleep standing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. I've not ever mastered that skill. I think I do sleep. Do you ever do that where you're like sitting down, trying to do something, and then you wake up? And you wonder how you fell asleep.
I think that's something that only men can do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. I can doze off anywhere.
You fall asleep faster than any human being I've ever seen.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I feel like I don't.
It's like you get in bed and I'm in mid-sentence and you're snoring.
You have a way. It's all the stuff you say.
You're quick.
So what is this, 2 weeks that we've had a junior high student?
2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a week and a half. It's been really fun, too. I took her over to FCA last night, our daughter who plays nothing. And, she plays basketball, right? I guess we could give her that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she dances, which I was thinking tonight when I was thinking of her being an FCA member. You know, I was like, well, maybe dance counts as a sport.
I don't think FCA has to be.
Oh, it never was
necessarily no. Athletes. I was in it in high school, and
oh well, that explains it.
So far,
yeah, you're from not athletic. An athlete. Yeah,
yeah.
But you know,
but they still let me come to meetings.
Well, you got two out of three. You had the fellowship and the Christian part. You just didn't have the athlete part.
Right.
So Adelaide probably two out of three, and who knows? Maybe she'll develop into some kind of world class athlete just from being an FCA.
She could.
So I sent her to the meeting, and I went to the athletic booster club meeting, which talk about feeling like a fish out of water. I don't know why. I was like, I was not an athlete in school, and I was sitting with all the, and I realized like what booster clubs do. Do you know what they do? What would you think they do?
I think that they manage athletics, you know?
No, they sell t-shirts.
Well, they're raising money, yeah, so they're running the concession
I don't know what
stands.
They do with the money, but like most of the meeting was saying, how many t-shirts should we get? Should we get these decals? When should we sell these decals? They fundraise. Yeah. I don't know what they do.
They're raising money to buy
paint, flags.
They probably help buy uniforms and...
That's true. They
run all of the concession stands.
But the concession stands make money. It's a fundraiser.
That's true.
I think they'll do...
You would think so.
Yeah. So they're raising money for something. But most of it's just like raising money. And then we had... I was given the information for the churches in town to provide breakfast for the football team on the days where they have a game. Get them all. We did that last year.
I remember the church smelled like bacon.
Yeah, bacon.
It was bacon, right?
It was like a bacon and sausage smell, which is really so much more preferable than the paint fumes.
Yeah.
You know, I love...
You will be able to handle that.
I could handle... Because I would sit in there for a couple of hours, and then, or maybe an hour after we had the sausage in the building, and then I would just have to go down and get a burrito.
Yeah.
A breakfast burrito. That's a Texas thing.
Right.
So in Texas, you eat burritos for lunch, but you also eat burritos for breakfast.
I love breakfast burritos. Yeah,
they're so much better than the lunch burritos.
I agree.
Maybe. I don't know. I have to think about whether I think that's right or not.
You better think it over, because everybody's going to be on the edge of their seats waiting to find out.
I think that, guys, really? Guys, listen. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. It's a tie. They're both good. Yeah. I love a breakfast burrito and a lunch burrito and a dinner burrito. A little black tie. You know? I love all sorts of burritos. But especially Taco Casa Super Burritos.
Your fave.
Those are good, man. But no olives. I do not want olives on that super burrito. That makes it not super.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of olives. So back to junior high school.
All right, so I sat down at the booster club meeting, and I sent her in there. And she came back out, and she's like, where's Kate? You know, and she'd been hyper confident before the meeting that she was just going to go in there and walk out an FCA officer. And then she was kind of nervous. Like, I know the feeling. You're nervous when you go to a meeting like that, and it's all older kids, and you're thinking, should I have even come to this? Mm-hmm. I could tell she was having that, but I didn't want to. When she kept walking back into where I was, I said, get back out there. Go find someone to talk to. Go talk to Cammy or whoever was there. So Kate finally showed up, and they sat down, and they started the activities. And she went by over to Miss Bartley for a little bit and talked to her. And then I saw them doing the meeting, and I guess they were doing a devotional and some different things. And we walked out, and she said, I did it. I'm an FCA officer. And I was like, that's awesome, man. Yeah. She's like a sixth grade representative. And one of her little friend wasn't an officer. And she said, well, she didn't make it, but she's going to have to really help me because I can't do this alone.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So she's needing teamwork. Because you know your job as a FCA officer is going to be getting kids to come to FCA. That's your job. Yeah. You're like a representative for the organization. So
that's cool.
That's good. So yeah, she's having some success there.
So what was junior high like for little Chad Edgington?
It was terrible, traumatic. We don't want to talk about it.
That bad?
Junior high was just awful. I think I've blocked most of it out of my mind.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. I mean, I'm trying to think of a positive thing that happened in junior high.
Well, you still are friends with some people from junior high. Some of your lifelong friends you met in junior high school.
Sure, true. Well, I mean, we were friends in junior high. Well, that's true. That's true. So I made some good friends. And it wasn't probably as bad as I remember it. But I remember it being just an awful time. You know, my face was all broken out. And, oh, man, it was just so self-conscious. And then, you know, you take, like, bad skin and put braces on it. And you're like, there's no... There was no winning. I was like, just walked around with sore lips all the time. Like when you're a trombonist and you can never remember to bring your wax. It's just like, who's that kid over there with the bloody lips? Oh, it's a kid named Chad. Just idiot. Doesn't bring his wax to school.
Poor Chad.
You're sitting there with your lips bleeding, and you stand up, and then the kid next to you pulls the chair out from under you, and you're trying to save your trombone, so you fall right on your tailbone with your bloody lips and your acne.
Oh, man.
Your terrible greasy hair. It was so bad.
Oh.
It's so bad that even, like, your mom that just forgets you at daycare... She would even leave encouraging notes in my trombone case, so when I got my mouthpiece out, it would be like, I'm so sorry your life is like this. It's going to get better. I love you. I was like, I just want to go home and watch Golden Girl reruns. I don't know. I didn't have much of a life, so it was really bad. The only thing that I did have a TV in my room. It was like a black and white TV with 13 channels. And one of the things that I could get every night on my TV was the David Letterman show. The Late Show with David Letterman. So you're probably wondering, well, why was junior high such a bad experience? It's because I was staying up till midnight every night watching David Letterman. And you know, but that was my happy place. Watching us man throw watermelons off skyscrapers. Then all would be right with the world, and then get up the next morning and go back to my miserable existence.
Man, I'm sorry I asked.
Well, I knew you were gonna ask, and it was terrible. And you know, I mean, everything about it was just a bad experience. Like, my life didn't really get rolling till I met you. Yeah, but your junior high experience was totally different, right?
No, mine was horrible too.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
I mean, just the way you looked. Have you seen pictures?
I know, it was so.
I mean, your hair was huge.
No, my hair, seriously.
It was pretty. It was pretty huge.
My hair was out of control from the third grade until I was 25.
No.
Oh, please.
Your hair wasn't out of control when you were 20. Just saying, how tall, how big it was?
Yes, it was so big.
No, I remember I remember the first time I saw you in that big hair. Looking good, girl.
Flat irons changed my life forever. Yeah. I guess that's true.
No, but it wasn't curly in college.
Listen, when I was in junior high, I had
bangs.
Big frizzy hair, gigantic bangs.
Bangs.
I had braces.
Giant glasses.
I had pink glasses, okay? I had red hair and I had pink glasses.
And the glasses were as big as your face.
They were so big.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
And freckles.
Lots of freckles.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Red hair.
The fashions of the time were not that flattering, for being honest.
Yeah.
I had bubble suits. It was pretty bad. But, I mean, sixth grade was my worst year of ever,
was
my
that
entire
called,
life.
Was that junior high in your school? See, our school
no, not
was
really,
elementary.
No, it was, that was still elementary. Sixth grade was just, it could not have been worse. I mean, I guess it could have been worse if someone in my family had died.
Mm-hmm. But we're talking about junior high.
Yeah, well, I guess compared to sixth grade, junior high was an improvement.
Yeah. So you showed up to junior high and... You went to a small school, so I grew up going to humongous schools. Melissa grew up in a tiny town where everyone loved each other and rooted for one another, even though they were viciously mean to one another. But so you
behind
showed,
all that meanness,
yeah, there was
a
lot of
love,
a lot of love for each other, a lot of love for Pink Floyd's record called The Wall, right?
Yeah.
Loved Ozzy. Everybody loved Ozzy.
No, not Ozzy.
Def Leppard.
Well, you loved Def Leppard,
no,
too.
No, we didn't love Def Leppard
yes,
out there.
Did.
No.
Everybody loved Def Leppard.
I don't know. AC/DC, Back in Black. That was like played at your high school prom, I'm sure.
There's no telling.
Yeah. So, junior high, you went to school, and you still had friends.
My class... Mm. The class that I went all the way through school with had, you know, about 27, 28 people in it every year.
Mm.
So it was a totally different experience.
Yeah, I don't know that we can really, it's, you know, it's like her experience is going to be good, I think, because everyone,
I think so too.
These kids are sweet.
They are. They're not mean.
Yeah, and she came home with a paper about the pep squad today. And I think we had a pep squad in junior high. Did y'all have pep squads?
We had pep squad.
So the pep squad has to go to the 7th and 8th grade football games.
Yeah,
so,
that'll be fun.
Yeah. So she gets in the car and she says, well, I don't know. There was some reason she thought she couldn't do that. What was the reason she thought she couldn't do the pep squad?
I don't know.
Did she come and tell you one? Mm-mm. I mean, I'm paint fuming here. I can't remember. But she jumps in the car and she says, well, I don't know if I can do that. It's something about something about what the, you know, they have to buy a t-shirt. And I was like, well, we can get you a t-shirt or whatever. And she said, all of these, she said, more boys signed up for the pep squad than girls.
Really?
Yes. And she said, they all want to be, they all want to try out for cheerleader next year. I shouldn't be laughing, right? I mean, it's 2016.
Get with it. These but like, in my
junior high, that would have been, I mean, I'm laughing like the way they laughed at me.
But I mean, all the colleges have male cheerleaders.
Yeah, I think if you're a boy cheerleader in college, I mean, that's they have to have those. You know, they have to, someone's got to throw those girls around. But in sixth grade, you wouldn't think that a bunch of boys would rather sign up for pep squad than play football.
Those boys probably won't end up doing that.
No, but there is like this one kid, and she told me his name. I can't remember it, but he's going to be a cheerleader, and he's in the seventh grade. And he must be really cool because he's single-handedly made cheerleading as a boy something really cool at Olney Junior High.
Hmm.
And that is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. So he's like, well, this guy is doing it, and now all the boys want to be cheerleaders. And I was like, that is just something else. You know, she said,
never would have happened when I was in junior high.
In a million years. I can't even imagine it. But I'm just like, well, you know what? I mean, it's 2016.
Hey.
You know? So, next thing you'll know, they'll take all the signs off the bathroom doors and just do whatever you want. You know?
I got my first boyfriend in seventh grade.
Who was that? You don't want to say his name?
No.
Okay.
I'll protect him.
You're protecting... Yeah, don't shame him.
No, it was, you know, the way, excuse me, the way we did boyfriend and girlfriend in my school in seventh and eighth grade was everyone wrote notes back and forth and did not actually speak at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, he was in the eighth grade, I was in the seventh. Between our classes, we would throw a note at each other and run away. So it lasted 2 weeks.
Y'all never talked to one another?
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just leave that there. I mean, I don't want to talk about that after you embarrassed me so much about my camp girlfriend. But
I didn't embarrass you.
Yeah.
That was a bizarre story.
Great story though, right?
You don't expect your camp girlfriend to show up again when you're in college.
Yeah, that's true. But it happens sometimes. But yeah, I'd say the pep squad, the FCA, and then she came home and said, there's this thing called student council. I was like, really? What about it? So she wants to run for sixth grade representative.
That's awesome.
So she'll just keep trying everything. And then we need to talk about something exciting going on in your life.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You can't think of what that is?
Is it one-act play?
Yeah. So tell everybody how you got into this.
I'm not sure exactly how I got into it. I think I was thinking, I just don't have enough to do. I just cannot, like, I can't fill the hours of my day. And so I decided to help direct the junior high when I play.
It was actually, the way it came about was somehow I got into a conversation with Lori at the gas station. And she was talking about one-act play or something. And then I said something about you being possibly a candidate for that, but she'd have to talk to you. And so she must have talked to the principal, and the principal called you.
Yeah.
And you thought he was going to ask you to do something terrible.
Yeah, and then he asked me to do that. And
you were like, this is so much fun. It's going to be so cool.
It's going to be so fun.
I love one-act play.
I'm so excited.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
We're going to kill it.
So tryouts are tomorrow and Friday.
Yep.
And they're going to be producing...
Nope.
You can't say what it is?
No.
It's a secret?
Well...
That you can't share?
Well, I will share it when the time's right.
You'll share it when the time's right?
Yeah.
So nobody knows? You're just going to keep them wandering all across the land?
I'm sure everyone's on the edge of their seat.
Yeah. Golly. Well, that sounds like fun. And I don't want to give it away.
It's going to be really cool.
Yeah. Some pig.
He's leading y'all down a false path.
Down a rabbit hole. Yeah.
Well, we've been talking for 40 minutes, and I think we've talked about...
nothing.
Nothing.
So let's... do we have a nugget, a little spiritual nugget that we can leave them with? A little spiritual nugget.
I love it when you turn into Swanee.
Is that Swanee?
Yeah.
I thought it was like... what's the guy's name? It was on Carol Burnett. Harvey Korman? Harvey something like that? I don't remember his name. I kind of always feel like him when I talk like that. But it's just kind of a Dennis Swanberg... who was really good when we saw him live, right?
Yeah, he was good.
I think I've even mentioned that on this very blog. I mean, what do you call it?
Podcast. Yes, we've already talked about Swanee.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah.
He really was. Good Barney Fife impersonation. One of the best ever.
Yeah.
And that's one that just keeps giving. Like, no one gets tired of Barney Fife and your Billy Graham impression.
Yeah.
It plays really well at the senior adult circuit, doesn't it? We saw that.
Yes, it does.
Really well. So, a little spiritual nugget. You had a good blog last night that received thousand of hits. Is that where it is right now? Thousand of hits?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
A thousand of hits. But that's amazing, though, isn't it?
That
is amazing. Like, usually you get a lot more. And I'm sure you had a big day today on some other posts. But isn't it amazing that you write something and maybe 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people read it in one day? And you would think, oh, yeah, you know, Chad is just really important. That's what people think. They're like, I just want to bust the bubble for you guys. I don't preach at a mega church. I preach at a micro church. About 200 and some odd are there.
Yeah.
Okay, each week. And in one day, you write something and more people read it than I speak to in a month. Amazing.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then when one goes viral, you know, you got some influence, girl. Got to be careful how you spend it.
I know.
You don't want to waste it.
It's a lot of pressure.
You don't want to waste it. You want to be a great one-act play
and
producer.
And the crazy thing is that my blog blogger. Is small, you know?
It's a small blog.
And the big bloggers, gosh, they're getting so many hits. And I don't know, it's just crazy how your stuff can go all around the world, literally, mm-hmm. even on a little blog.
Well, and you're developing your platform. You're getting there. It's just slow.
It's slow.
But, I mean, think of how many people want to start a blog, you know. They probably tell that to you all the time, that they're thinking about starting a blog.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I've been thinking about a blog. I've been just thinking all these thoughts I've got in my mind. And I just need to get them out on the screen. And I just want to get them out because people really need to hear what I'm thinking. You know, and you're like... do you have any idea how hard it would be? To get 50 people to read what you write would be hard. Much less 1,000 or multiples of 1,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. So, I mean, it takes years, doesn't it? How long have you been blogging?
Since 2010.
So 6 years. And then...
but, you know, I had a couple of years there where I had like... 4 posts a year or something.
Yeah, but you've been cranking out the content since we changed the... we decided to do more content, mm-hmm. to be a content-heavy blog, if that's what you needed to be. It's been a lot of writing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But you did good last night. You talked about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about how I'm sort of like a strong oak. Is that what it was about?
That's exactly what it was about. Yeah. I'm so glad that you got the true meaning.
When I read it, I was like, I am a strong tree. And many branches have I for birds to live in. Is that it?
Yes,
that was the idea of it.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Come to my tree. Nest in my branches. All my little chillins.
Well, you know, it is a... It's
you know, we're clearing our throat a lot tonight.
Why are we doing that?
Because we ate shrimp, I guess. I don't know. We had a big shrimp dinner.
Shrimp fest.
Yeah, we had a shrimp fest in the living room. It was a Schwann's shrimp fest. Schwann's. They should give us free food. You need to talk to them about your little blog. Say, if you'll drop off one of those bags of
Southern
shrimp.
Southern biscuits.
That shrimp was good, man. It was really good.
It was good.
Good Schwann, but it's making us clear our throats or something. Something's in that.
We totally got to stop talking.
We got to stop talking. No one's going
to
want to listen to this.
We can keep talking. We just need to turn off the microphone.
<Yeah. laughs> Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, so what was the, like, I was waiting for you to give a little spiritual nugget.
Okay, well, I'll say this about the marriage thing. As I think it's helpful for us as Christians to think of our marriage as almost an extension of our Christian witness, you know, but even more than that, it really is, I think, a good solid marriage, a couple that is trying to follow God and trusting in Him and trying to follow His word and the way that they conduct their marriage and their family really can be almost a haven for people who need to be nurtured and need to be discipled.
Like one another or your children or other people?
All of the above.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I don't know where I stole this, but I say a marriage that is functioning the way God intended it is a life-giving force. Like it gives life to the community around it. Like literally, it makes children, but it also feeds and helps and sustains, you know, a community, especially a faith community. But a marriage that's not working right sucks life. Like it takes life. It's a life-taking force.
Right.
And it's going to feed off of all these people and weaken everything else around it because it's just like a black hole.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to say, well, my marriage, is it a life-giving force, like a star? Or is it a black hole that eats stars? And maybe you would think to yourself, you know, my marriage really is more like a black hole. That's why nobody likes you, just to put it out there.
But so. A bad marriage is a sign of spiritual problems. I mean,
oh yeah,
you can't deny that fact. And so, and you know, in ministry, marriage really is probably the number one issue that people feel that they need help with in church.
Even if they don't know that they have a marriage issue, whatever they think their issue is, it's usually a marriage issue.
But in the end, every marriage issue is actually a spiritual issue.
Yeah, that's true. And if you won't surrender, and it's like this, people want to have their cake and eat it too. It's like, we want to have, you know, Christ in our life. We want to be in this, you know, dynamic church and, you know, living out our faith and all this, but we just really don't want to do that if it means we have to surrender to Christ. So can we have all the benefits, you know, without any of the sacrifice, without any of the surrender? And the answer is no.
No, because that makes you a black hole.
Right, right. You're just taking it. And Jesus is like, cuts that black hole stuff off. He's like, nope, you don't get the blessings. And that's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Okay, we've really gone too long, so... tune back in, or just break this one up, 30 minutes apiece. I guess it's too late to tell them that now. If anyone actually gets to the end of this, just
leave a comment
because that you listen to the whole thing.
We want to give you
star. Listen, if you listen to this whole thing and you put your address in the comment section, we will send you one of our records. Which our whole record is shorter than this podcast. All right. We'll see y'all later.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.